Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are going to start our new series on how to minister in the supernatural gifts. We all want an easy way to do anything. We want to figure out how to do something and then do it and have a plan and a schedule, and those are all great things. In the process, though, as we start to look at ministering, giving, sharing with others what God has given and shared with us, what we find out is that very often what's important to God isn't necessarily what's important to us. We want a way of doing things. We want to have a certain control, a certain approach. We want to know where we stand, and yet God is all about relationship, our relationship with Him. So He's not all that concerned about how well you think you're learning something. He's all about, are you resting, depending on Him? Are you in the process of knowing Him? Are you enjoying your relationship with Him? And the challenges that we have, the whole idea, the whole concept of knowing Him is relationship. It's about being able to have confidence that we're hearing Him clearly, that we know how to test what we hear, and that the work that needs to be done while we're here on this earth is getting done. So hopefully that approach takes away a lot of the pressure that we can sometimes feel when we start to see ourselves as ministers, as givers. And those are the same thing. Ministry is giving. We often think, okay, ministry is some kind of a structure, an organization, something you do, and giving usually we think of as far as money. And we, in our minds, we very often have those two separate. But remember, God's very nature is to give. Whatever He is, He shares. What's on His heart, He pours out. It's a constant renewal and life-giving. For God so loved, He gave. From His perspective, what He wants out of us is for us to become those complete complete and whole, without cracks, the vessels to receive everything he wants to give. He wants to pour himself into us. Now, he's already done that in our spirit. But your soul and your body are keeping him from a free flow in and through you. So one of the characteristics that we all need to develop is giving. And this is why we are all enticed to minister, because it's the same thing. We just give it a different name. And approaching it simply as giving, approaching ministry simply as giving, hopefully will keep the structure of it, the focus, the desire, out of the realm of that there's a time and a place. There isn't. Any place where God wants to share himself is a place we should be available to let him do it through us. That doesn't mean that we ourselves decide, okay, God's word needs to be heard here. If the boat's rocking, it's okay to quiet it. You and I, out of our own temperament or flesh or ideas or beliefs, we don't need to rock the boat. But if God is rocking it, we better not try to settle it down. There's a time for everything. And there is a time for rocking the boat. So we need to know what he's doing so we can join him and not be fighting against him. And one of the ways we learn how to give is we learn how to minister. Now, how giving is going to look in your life, how ministering is going to look in your life is going to be unique for you, because you are unique. And what God wants to do in your life is personal and private and specific and unique. You don't need to be comparing where you are, how you're progressing. We talked about that in the previous series. God will tell you how you're doing. But hopefully by now you've taken some time to think about any area that might be on your heart or that God might be bringing to you. To your senses, bring it to the surface, that this might be something, an area, a field, a desire that you've had that you'd like to learn how to minister. Now, even the supernatural gifts that are kind of private, let's say dreams and interpretation and just being able to hear his voice, those may seem very private, but they aren't, because everything, we are in this world, and God does not want us to exclude any of our senses, our solical or physical senses. He does not want us to think, okay, God, you can speak to me. For this person, you can speak to me through these different areas. You can give me a word of knowledge. You can give me a word of prophecy, or you can empower me to heal them. Those are the three areas I'm going to impact this person. Well, what if God wants to use something else? And we have no idea how creative he is and how much of a sense of humor he has. But he wants us to know. He wants us to learn. He wants us to learn his ways. And don't, you know, again, you don't need to compare. Just each day, Lord, what do you have in store? What's up? Don't let me miss you. And likewise at night, Lord, what's up? Don't let me miss you. And we'll go into it in greater detail about waiting on the Lord and meeting him in the night seasons. Not to worship, not to storm the gates or get your prayers through, but just to be with him and enjoy his company. Just because nights are sometimes the very best time. Everything else is quiet. Nobody's going to call you. Nobody's going to interrupt you. And we'll go into that again. And probably by now, if you've listened for any length of time, you've noticed that we repeat things. And we will repeat and repeat and repeat until we all get it right. It's not that difficult. It's not challenging. It's not complex. It's hard because we don't want to have to do things God's way. We like doing things our way. That's really the rub. But think of any supernatural gift that you, God may have brought to your surface or that you just have a desire to learn. And just ask him. In fact, let's stop right now and do that. Lord, I'm thinking of this area where I'd really like to learn how to minister from a supernatural point of view, not from a physical, a mental, or even a spiritual, but learning to really activate my supernatural senses. I'd really like to do it in this area. Lord, is that a good area to be working on now? And just it's a yes or no question. So listen for a word from God, a yes or a no. So, Lord, is this the area you'd like me to focus on for right now? So you should have heard either a yes or a no, and that's how long it takes. We don't need to make a big dramatic effort to be able to hear from him. In fact, it's the exact opposite. The longer it takes, the more likely we are battling interference. So you should have heard a yes or no. If you didn't, there's quite a few different reasons why you might not have. You might not have your ears tuned well enough. You might not have been practicing his presence, cultivating a quiet lifestyle so that your ears are tuned enough. But that's how you get them tuned, is you spend time with him and you speak to him. You learn to hear his voice and learn how to test it. So now we're going to test it. So, Lord, is that you? So this is the answer, yes or no. And we won't get too far off field, but hopefully if you've heard a yes, you're able to recognize, yes, that's you, Lord. Sometimes you need to even press that because our enemies are liars. That's what they do best. But if you definitely know it's not your enemy, I mean, if it is your enemy, then you need to stop worrying about the whole supernatural gift and deal with those enemies. And sometimes it's as simple as here. I'm just going to walk you through it real quick. Lord, is there interference here? And then you test that. Lord, does that interference have a legal right to be here? and then you test your answer there. Again, yes and no questions. So if he says, yes, there's an interference. No, it doesn't have a legal right to be here. You can say, Lord, is there anything keeping me from sending it away? And pretty much if he says, yes, there's interference, and you know it's him, and he says, no, there's no legal right, and you know it's him, and then he says, he will say, no, there's no reason for you to not tell them to just leave, and you can just say, just leave. Get out of here. You don't have a legal right to be here. And then you come back and you say, Lord, is there any other interference here? And he says, yes or no, and you test it. And it's the same thing over and over again. It's the process. And pretty soon, and you can see how long that took, a couple minutes, tops. This is not like you have to go away in a cabin for a week to get the mind of God. He's in you. So now what if you ask the Lord, is there interference? And he says, yes. And you test it, and it's true. And you ask, Lord, does it have a right to be here? This is the toughie. And he says, yes, it does have a right to be here. Then you start the process of, Lord, what is that right? And this is where you may want to take some, it may take some time. Because very often, God will use this to reveal a lie that you've been believing, a wound that you've been healing, or that you've inherited as part of your family tree, or part of your community, part of your belief system that needs to change. And absolutely stop what you're doing for as long as you need to and deal with it. Because whatever it is, that is the most important thing. Not getting rid of the interference, the stronghold, the demonics, but to find out what it is that's giving a legal right to be here. If something has something evil, demonic, a stronghold, if they have a right to be here, that means there's a part in your soul that is resisting God, that is wounded, that needs to be set free and healed. And setting you free and healing you is more important to God than any ministry you could ever do. He's putting you in the situations that he is so that he can heal you, so that he can get to some of these areas where you've been resistant to go. And as you do that, as you go where he leads you, he's going to use every opportunity to deal with these issues that you've been avoiding and expose the lies. What kind of lies are we talking about? Are we talking about, oh, doctrine? Are we talking about, you know, oh, should, you know, how do you baptize with water or with sprinkling, or, you know, just saying you're baptized? Is that what we're talking about? No. The lies we believe are, God doesn't really love me. I've failed him. I'm too late. I've missed it. I've made so many mistakes, I can never catch up. I married the wrong person, and now I can never please God. I'm a terrible parent. I'm a terrible person. I'm a terrible Christian. Knowing God is too hard. He'll never accept me. He doesn't love me. These are the lies he wants to speak his truth to. And this is the difference between religion and Christianity. Religion says you have to change your own mind. Just have faith. Just believe. Just say, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me, until you convince him. Christianity, knowing Christ, knowing God, means you hear it from him and he changes you. He does it. And he does it so simple. I love how the illustrations we have of Jesus healing people and ministering to people. It's the simplicity. He says, be healed. Get up. Come forth. Be free. And that's it. Now, there's times when there's fasting involved. And that's much more for changing him, preparing him, focusing him, bringing his body into alignment with his soul. And that's definitely a part of these things. But as far as God, hearing God, what he, when he speaks life to you, it changes you. And he knows exactly what you need to hear. And sometimes it's not what we expect. Sometimes we think we need to hear an answer to a question. God, why did you let me do this stupid thing? And he just wants to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. This was all planned before I even sent you to this earth. You're calling something I planned for you stupid. You need to get over it. Now, when he says that, you become over it. He frees you from it because he's brought it into the light and he's shared his love with you about that. You don't even know what you need. You don't know what your wounds are. You don't know what your hindrances are. But God does. And he is not going to let you get out of this life without dealing with them. Now, we don't know what's going to come next. But whatever he has set aside for this earth, I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy the process. We can work from that place of having received life. Or we can work with the misbelief that we need to struggle to enter into the kingdom. Well, even that whole idea, the kingdom has been built already. We enter it. We don't build it. And it's in the middle of you. It's in your gut. It's inside of you, your soul, your heart, your spirit. This is where the whole battle is. This is where the kingdom is set up. And when we see that the situation he's put us in, whether it's a family or a community or a nation or a world, whatever your world is, he's put you in that situation for you so that you can get those wounds healed, so that you can overcome those hindrances, so that you can rule over your circumstances, rule over yourself, and reign over your circumstances. And when we know God, we will have that trust and confidence because we've known him. We've experienced him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Not know and understand. Not figure out and memorize. Not repeat over and over and over and over again until you get it into you. It's taste and see. Bring it into you and then watch what he does. You have to experience him for yourself. So back to the supernatural gifts. He wants us to learn how to do these things because there's something about moving in the supernatural realm where we sort of allow things to happen that reveals our need. We discover we have fear. We believe lies. We have wounds. We have misunderstandings. We don't know how to trust God. And that's why it's important to him. When we say, God, the gifts were for another time, or I don't know, I can't do them 100% perfectly, so I'm not going to do anything at all because I wouldn't want to hurt somebody or I wouldn't want to disappoint God. If he wants to do it, he's just going to have to do it himself. God doesn't give you that prerogative. It's part of you, whether you want to take it in or accept it or not. It's like you have blood in your body. You don't really get a choice in that. These supernatural gifts are part of your soul. You don't get to say, I don't want them. You already have them. Now, you can say, I don't want to have anything to do with them. But basically, you're just arguing with God and saying, God, I don't want to have anything to do with you healing me or putting me in a difficult situation or stretching me. And you know what? You can say that. He's fine with that. In your spirit, it's not true. And the battle that may ensue is not going to be between you and God, but between you and your spirit, your soul and your spirit. There's going to be this attempt by your soul to maintain control, keeping God. God, you can have the rest of my life except this area. Or you can have this little area and I'll take care of everything else. Uh-uh. Your spirit has already agreed to everything God wants to do in your life. The sooner we understand that, the sooner we grasp that and embrace it and enjoy it, the more we will rest now, rest while we work, receive life while we work, enjoy his presence, sit by him on his throne as we learn how he judges, how he ministers, how he decides. He wants to share with you past, present, and future. The mysteries of creation. Everything he has up his sleeve. He wants to share it with you. He already has shared it with you in your spirit. Are you interested? Do you want to know God? Now, I don't know if you're going to answer that. I can answer it for you. If you've been born again, if you have accepted that you were born into this world dead in your spirit, but through Jesus he made a way for you to be reborn in your spirit, then that has been done. And your spirit now yearns for your soul and body to be one in Christ, in God. So you have already, in your spirit, agreed to everything God wants to do in your life. So it's too late. You're already going to be moving along with him, whether you like it or not. So you might as well embrace what he wants to do in your life and enjoy the ride. So I hope that was helpful. Just really want to encourage you that this is for a purpose. The goal is not to get good at something, but to know him and let him do the work. Doesn't mean you're not going to do the work, but he's going to do the changing. So we didn't get very far, but that's the way it goes. Because God knows what you need. So drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. I'll be here again next week, same time. Until then, have a great Labor Day weekend. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a good night.